You are listening to the Ages and Stages audio training for parents and church leaders. Ages and Stages is a framework based on the levels of biblical learning, which is a tool for discipling every age and every stage of childhood and youth. Today, we are talking all things high school, and I'm joined here again today by my friend and colleague, John Paul Basham. And John Paul is our student ministry publishing manager here at Lifeway, and also before then has years of experience in the local church as a youth pastor. So we're super excited for him to join us today. Hello, John Paul.
Hey, Jana. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Listeners, if you are just tuning into this high school discussion, know that we also have a middle school level that we've discussed on a previous episode. So check that out on episode 9. So, John Paul, we're talking about high schoolers today. I would like to hear from you just some typical characteristics of what high schoolers are up against right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talk a lot in Levels of Biblical Learning about development. And so if you have not listened to the middle school one, I'd encourage you to go back. In the middle school one, we talk a lot about identity and how they're trying on identities like winter coats, very much trying to figure out who they are. So there's still a lot of, when you think about kids coming up in this progression from being concrete thinkers to then being able to grasp onto these nuanced opinions and beliefs and kind of formulating all those things in middle school, they're putting all the building blocks of what they've learned in kids ministry together and understand who they are. In high school, you have a much further developed thinker as a high school student. And so there was one Harvard Health study, this is from 2011, that said that most studies show that abstract reasoning, memory, and the formal capacity for planning are fully developed by 15 or 16. So you have the same thinking, reasoning, planning, memorizing capacity with a 15, 16-year-old that you do with an adult. So what's the difference then? Because they don't operate like an adult does. How many times are we like, why would you do that?
Exactly.
The difference is emotional intelligence, emotional capacity. Yeah. And so you have students that, because they're able to reason, have put together what they believe is a very solid worldview, and they're very opinionated about it. What they have not reined in is how they feel about it. And so when something challenges that, this emotion that wells up, they don't know what to do with. And that's where you get this kind of off the rails drama roller coaster that can be, we'll call it fun to ride as a student ministry leader. So that, I think, would be one of the biggest characteristics of high school ministry, is this kind of riding this roller coaster with them and trying to find those points that can be very advantageous for us. If you can just kind of get past the emotion and say, okay,
yeah,
here's where I can really speak in. Why are you feeling this emotion? Let's talk about this thing. And those can be some great conversations.
Absolutely. And everything that you're saying right now is resounding with me, because I have a high schooler in my house right now. And so thank you. I'm taking notes, and yes, agreeing with everything you're saying, especially about the emotional responses. So thank you. Talk to me about just culturally what high schoolers typically are facing on a day-to-day basis in our world today.
Oh man, it's so frightening to think about all the things that are coming at our high schoolers. Mm-hmm. Even just the difference between when I was coming up in high school and what I remember dealing with and what students today are dealing with, especially being in a post-pandemic world where we saw so many things bubble to the surface, good conversations, healthy cultural conversations that need to be had and were kind of forced into church conversation that I know I lived through the church kind of stiff arming a lot of these conversations and saying, we don't really deal with that here, which is not necessarily healthy, but maybe that's for another podcast. But all of those conversations that have been brought to the forefront have really forced high schoolers to be maybe in a, they've always been culturally on the front edge of what's going on. But I think in a more thoughtful place now, culturally, as in not pop culture, but socioeconomic culture, the progression of the historical culture of where we live when we're talking specifically about teenagers in the United States. So, and I think you also see that just in the dynamics of Gen Z students, these high schoolers being kind of on the tail end there of that, wanting to be active and make a difference in this, has really driven a lot of the fact that they want to be aware and informed and then take action on those things. This is something we see a lot in high school ministry now.
And that's something that I think the church can work with, is that spirit of wanting to be active. If we can channel that through being active in their faith and living on mission and for Jesus.
That's right.
So talk to me about, you know, just using some of the levels of biblical learning that we've been talking about. What are some of the levels that that we can teach at the high school level that will prepare them to live in the world today?
Yeah. So I think so much of that preparation for a high school student, when we separate where they are in high school from where they were in middle school, we know they were actively building that worldview in middle school. And of course, that some of this assumes a student that's progressing nicely through the levels of biblical learning. So
Right. Contextualized
for every student where they are. But if they have already done the work and the church has come alongside them and said, okay, here is this worldview that we have brought you into, you now have this framework. So much of the work in the levels of biblical learning for high schoolers is understanding how to contextualize all of this outside information through the gospel, and filter that down to truth. What is true here? And in high school, you're really getting into not only what's true, but how do you navigate the gray areas? Because there's so much gray in life. And so the scripture gives us the tools as we understand all of the levels of biblical learning and continually expose them to these things. And they're able to pull these building blocks together and say, okay, this is how I filter. Yeah, I guess is the best word that I used a second ago. This is how I filter this truth to reconcile what I'm hearing with scripture and understand what I'm to do about it or what I'm to do with it. And so you're moving, not that you can't move with middle school students, but you're moving from an information intake to a Christian ministry output. You know, what do you do with all of this? Now you're ready to be active. You're ready to go serve, and you're no longer only the sponge, but now you're the example. Now the middle schoolers are looking at the high school students and saying, how are they living this out?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when we were developing the middle school and high school, which has not been that long ago, you and your team were passionate about including some apologetic type language into the levels. Talk to me about the role of apologetics in this age group.
Yeah, so this is part of that, helping them understand, not in a defensive posture, how to defend their faith, but how to understand how their faith, how the truth of Scripture stands above everything else. And so when the world brings, as it does, an argument that what it is trying to press into you is right and good, we need to understand what the Scripture says about that so that we can discern whether or not that thing is right and good, or if that's a perversion, as most things from the world are, of some truth that we see in Scripture. So yeah, that's one of the things we did in high school. We added being, doing, and apologetic statements, and this really leans into this output. So if all of these truths about God are right and founded in Scripture, which they are, then that leads you to the place where you understand you are to be XYZ. So your knowledge of God determines everything else about you, is the way that my pastor growing up spoke that over and over and over and over. So who are you in light of that? But then the next thing is, what are you doing? Being, doing, apologetic. You should be doing. The gospel demands a response is another common phrase that we speak to our to our students in American churches. So what is that response? What should you be doing? What should this, you know, we don't want to hide our light under the bushel, right? But if we're going to let that light shine that we've heard so much coming up through kids ministry, well, what does that look like? And then there's the apologetic piece, because we know as we step out, and that's one of the coolest parts of high school ministry, you send them out, you give them a little bit more independence. The older they get, a little bit more responsibility. Hey, you lead this small group. Hey, instead of you just bringing your friends to hear me give the gospel, let me train you to give the gospel and come back and tell me how the conversation went at the lunch table at school or on the bus on the way to your, you know, cheerleading competition or whatever it is. But having that apologetic tool to say, these are the pieces you need to be confident in that conversation that you're having. So that's part of why we dropped all that in there. Just understanding that that output in high school that we want to see as we're trying to create, not just disciples anymore, again, assuming they're walking up through the levels, but disciple makers now.
I love that. I think it's such a distinguishing factor of these extra levels, the middle school and high school, especially high school. So that leaders, whether that's a minister of education, a senior pastor, a children's ministry leader, a student pastor, can look at these levels of biblical learning and have a discipleship plan in place. Now, again, listeners, this is not a curriculum. It is a guide. It is a framework to make sure that we are engaging kids in a way that makes sense for their age group, and be aware of what they're capable of learning spiritually, biblically. So I hope that you will check the levels of biblical learning out. And if you would like a complete manual for teaching this biblical truth at home or at church, grab a copy of the Every Age, Every Stage book at Lifeway.com or wherever books are sold. And to find out more about this framework, Ages and Stages, including finding posters and booklets, visit lifeway.com/agesandstages. Thank you so much, John Paul, and thank you, listeners. We'll see you next time.